beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Welcome, welcome. Hello, beautiful lights. Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. You are listening to the Sharing Light and Love Show live with me, Kimberly Barrett. And today I have a special guest, Dr. Megan Monday. Dr. Megan Monday is a psychologist and an empowerment coach. She is willing to share her loving light with us regarding the divine feminine revolution. So Dr. Megan is the creator of the Divine Feminine Revolution podcast and the Fearless Feminine Academy. And I just wanted to give a plug in. I am a graduate of the Fearless Feminine Academy, and I'm a member of Dr. Megan's Facebook group that is on Facebook called the Divine Feminine Revolution. So I'm so excited to have Dr. Megan with us tonight, sharing her love and light with us about this divine feminine revolution and this paradigm shift we're in. So welcome, Dr. Megan. Hi, hi.
Hi, I'm so honored and excited to be here. And I really feel like you gave birth to this radio show coming out of the Fearless Feminine Experience.
It absolutely did. Just so my listeners know, this all started when I went into the Fearless Feminine Academy, and Dr. Megan helped me overcome a whole lot of fear to step forward, be seen, have my voice heard, become a divine feminine leader in this revolution that we're in. I'm using some fun words about this. So during a time when it was pretty negative out there, there was like a lot of polarity, a lot of fighting, a lot of negativity on Facebook. Because of the Fearless Feminine Academy, I chose to be seen and do Facebook Lives every single day in January of 2021. And it's all because of Dr. Megan. And then someone on Transformation Talk Radio found me on my Facebook Live and asked me to come do this. So the birth of the Sharing Love and Light Show, we can thank Dr. Megan Monday. So we are coming on. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say, it's really all you. And thank goddess that you did show up, because this show is so important and it's reaching so many people. And so I just want to honor you for the courage of stepping forward and leading by example, right?
Yeah, and we've been talking a lot about how we're in this new energy. There's this huge paradigm shift going on. Some people may not realize that or know it. It is happening. And that's one of the things we want to talk about. I'm so excited that this is a transformation talk radio. You can talk about what you want to talk about here, that we can talk about these things that are like so close to our hearts. And I know that you feel the same way too. So tell me, and I have this question on my mind, and I have a sense that my other listeners are thinking it as well. What is this paradigm shift in your words? Like, what have you been seeing happening and sort of like the birth of the divine feminine revolution?
Yes. Well, I think for me, it kind of started as just sort of like an inside joke, like some lingo that my Reiki teacher and mentor, who I've worked with for 15 years, honors Sarah Griscom at Gypsy Hands. She would talk about, you know, kind of this changing of the guards from patriarchy to matriarchy, and this balancing of, we've been in a very hyper masculine culture, both for men and for women. And so kind of balancing out this masculine and feminine energy. So my big spiritual awakening came in 2012, when I became pregnant with my daughter. And that was just like a huge awakening. Obviously, we know 2012 was a huge year for the universe. We moved into like a whole new area of the universe that we have never been before. We've made like half a revolution, as often Kryon talks about. And so we would just talk about like how great it'll be when, you know, it's safe and inclusive and you can be fully expressed and there's so much like love and peace and everything kind of happening. And so we were talking about the divine feminine revolution. And so it's kind of an inside joke for us. And I always sort of like externalized it. And of course, I'm just one person. Like you're leading your own divine feminine revolution. There's so many leaders at this time, like stepping forward, particularly like feminine business owners, coaches, thought leaders coming through. But in my mind, I thought it was this big shift, which is happening, which 2012 to 2021 are kind of this huge portal where so many people are awakening. And it's just a really exciting time to be here. And so it was kind of really edgy for me to step into Divine Feminine Revolution, because originally I was launching my podcast and I was going to call it Fearless Feminine because that's my signature program. But there was like already a dozen of Fearless Feminine, Feminine Fearless, Fearless, all the different versions you can imagine taken. So
yeah,
Google your programs.
For a second, I want to go back to, you mentioned briefly Kryon. And just knowing that not all my listeners really know our lingo. Yeah. And so just to let them know, Kryon is an energy that is channeled through a man named Lee Carroll in English language. Kryon is channeled through other languages, but in English language, it's channeled through a man named Lee Carroll. And channeling just means that he taps into that energy and he brings through messages. And you can actually just go to, just type in Lee Carroll, and Kryon is K-R-Y-O-N if you're interested in kind of checking that out, right?
Yeah, and that's such a powerful resource for your listeners, and that's a big inspiration for me. And it's brought me so much comfort. I feel like he really embodies the divine masculine, and particularly around 2012 when I was having my daughter, I was just having a lot of existential angst, like what's happening in the world? Are we going to be okay? Are we going to survive? Will the planet make it?
And I think you're speaking to a lot of my listeners, you know, like the, you look out into the world and you see all this stress and you see, you know, fighting and you see different things going on. And there's all kinds of fear narratives that are out there about like end of the world and different things like that. It's kind of hard to stay positive sometimes. So I love that you're mentioning where you came from, right, with that.
Yeah, and the revolution is not going to be televised. And so for me, you know, I found Kryon on YouTube and it was such a comfort. And so, you know, people like your radio show, my podcast, I mean, it's such a great time to be in media right now, and inspiring voices so need to be heard because the mainstream is all about fear and control right now, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I think that some people are really starting to wake up to that, that there is a lot of fear stories, a lot of controlling that's going on. And I keep sharing with my, my listeners to the best of my ability that the purpose of this show is to really tap into your love and your light and stay in that place more often. And that is, you know, the more of us that we have doing that builds up and builds up and builds up, and it creates this huge light that you're not going to see it on news channels. However, if you get into that and you start to be in that light and you start to notice it and look for it, you're going to see it everywhere in your community. Now, there's a lot of fear in the community in some places. And I know I have a lot of friends that live in different places in the States, different places in other countries, that it takes one individual. I was thinking about that Margaret Mead quote that I talked about in my first episode, that it takes that one individual to get together with a whole lot of other individuals and it explodes into really making a difference in the world. And I think that's a lot of what we're doing with this Divine Feminine Revolution, is coming together and doing that.
Yeah, and just like your story that you shared about the creation of this radio show, I was scared to do it as well. I had all kinds of visibility fears, and I really had to step into that feminine power of saying that it was important. It's the best thing I can do for the planet, but it's also the best thing I can do for myself because it allows me the time freedom, the freedom of expression, reaching more people, having more impact, and, you know, leading this revolution of women business owners, creating wealth and creating this legacy of change for the collective.
Oh, this is so exciting to talk about. We do need to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Megan Monday about this divine feminine revolution and, you know, what's going on in our world and how we can start to break free, have that freedom, have our voices heard. And I'd love to talk more in our next segment about this, you know, visibility fear and some of the things that block us from really stepping out authentically. So we are going to take that break. See you soon.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we get back to our interview with Dr. Megan, I want to make sure you know how to contact us. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. If you would like to reach my guest, Dr. Megan Monday, she can be reached through rightonbrain.com. And I want to remind everyone of my October special. I'm doing half price intuitive guidance and mediumship readings for the month of October. You can use the code October to get that discount. Go to KimberlyLBarrett.com/mediumship-readings. So let's get back. We were just talking to Dr. Megan about this divine feminine revolution and about this paradigm shift that's going on. And she mentioned these fears of visibility, fear of using our voice, fear of being authentic. And I know you come from a background of being also a trauma-based therapist, and you were able to help a lot of us because of that. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, first, let me just say, Kim, you know, you're such an important mirror to me because, you know, we both have the therapeutic background. We both have our healing gifts, and it's been such a, we both have radio, right? Yeah. It's been such a reciprocal relationship. And so I just think you're so amazing. For the listeners out there, like, definitely book a healing session with Kim. I've got one scheduled for Friday morning, and I just like cannot wait for it. So highly recommend all of her services, especially the Blue Star activation. And let me just tell you why. Okay. Like, the Blue Star has really helped me overcome the visibility fears, right? And so I'll get into a little bit about like how we all have them and why that is. But the Blue Star has really just like grounded me, and it's opened my throat chakra, and it's like kind of like given me a bubble of protection to be more fearless. Like, I feel like when I got initiated with you, that was another kind of awakening that really helped me step into expressing myself. So like as a woman, you know, let me circle back to your question.
Circle back to
your healing sessions are so breakthrough transformational. And they really do help you like express yourself. And that's actually a lot of the healing work that we've done together, is clearing my traumatic blocks around being heard. And so we get a lot of societal conditioning. Whether you're a man, it's like, suck it up, be stoic. If you're a woman, it's like, be nice and don't cause a fuss, don't get angry, right? So we have all this like brainwashing that's in the society that really limits like our authentic expression. And then sometimes we have traumatic incidents. Like for me, I had a rape as a teenager, and that actually made it like very difficult for years to like stand up for myself. Particularly because in the moment while it was happening, I really felt like I, like spirit was telling me like, get up, stand up for yourself, say no. And I was just like frozen, which as we know is a trauma response. And so that's like a lot of times, that's an extreme example. Sorry, trigger warning for the audience.
Trigger warning. Both of us have trauma history backgrounds. Yeah. But I think it's also helpful to the audience, because if you do have trauma in your background, you can heal, you can get better. It's fine. You know, it's really opening up yourself and your energy to finding the people that can help you. You know, I was just led to so many different healers and people that had different YouTubes and books and things like that, that, you know, including therapists as well. So we're going to give a shout out for that too. But I did have energy healers, like you said, and had a lot of trauma healed.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody has visibility fears. You know, I think we all like deeply crave to be seen and heard, but then we're also like really scared to be seen and heard. And then if you have that trauma layer, which most people have at least some kind of trauma, it may not be
something that's there,
but you know, it could just be like, you know, you were invalidated or something like that. And so we all have our trauma blocks to come through. And I think that's a really important part of like showing your story. And so I think it's really powerful when, that's what I love about you, Kim, is like you're so open with your story. And I think you share the struggles as much as you share the wins. And I think that that's really hard to find, because sometimes in our society, it's so plastic. And there's a, you know, a stigma against, you know, vulnerability or shame or like kind of being real. And so part of this divine feminine revolution is we're taking the lid off all of this stuff, right? And so in my personal history, you know, one of the ways I counteracted that original trauma was I actually became like a victim advocate. So I helped women recover from rape. I wrote my dissertation on rape prevention. I've worked for 10, 15 years with EMDR, healing trauma. And so if you don't know EMDR, it's eye movement desensitization reprocessing, which is a big long word, which is why we call it EMDR. But it's trauma therapy technique. So if you're listening,
highly effective therapy is what I call it. Yeah.
Amazing. Miracle magic. It's to me, it's energy work, you know, although it is more mainstream therapy
and brain technology. So for those of you out there that are a little more scientific based, EMDR has a lot of science behind it, and it's very brain brain technology.
It rewires the neural pathways. And so the idea is that when we have trauma, it gets stored in short-term memory. So we feel like it's always present. So for example, if I felt like it's not safe to say the truth, then that's always going to be active in my field. And it's almost like we have a lot of browsers open, and we can actually, with EMDR, move that into long-term memory. So we know that it still happened, but we get that like closure moment. And so actually EMDR, I've done that personally for myself. And it's been, that was maybe like kind of the beginning of Fearless Feminine, was doing that own work.
And you did that for me as well, as part of, Dr. Megan also does individual coaching, and I did individual coaching with her, and we did EMDR sessions as part of the coaching package at the time. And it was very, very helpful. Yeah.
And so, like, you know, it's really scary to be seen in your full, like, authenticity. Because what if people criticize you? Or what if there's a troll? Or
I had so many fears of, like, just, you know, I guess the underlying pattern was, like, I'm not enough. Or, you know, someone's going to yell at me or disown me or not like me or whatever it is. Those things can happen. It's just, you know, you really helped me overcome. If they happen, it has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of what we've been talking about, you know, going into higher levels of consciousness and seeing and thinking about things differently. When you start to heal, you step out of that victim mentality. And that's one of the things you were teaching, was, you know, changing your mindset, stepping out of the victim mentality. You were victimized. That doesn't make you a victim as an adult. And then I can find that voice and actually use it and speak.
Beautifully said. And, you know, we create our own reality. And so when we look at that, we might be like, oh my gosh, I didn't want that to happen. And so it's really just working to look at the mindset and looking at, like, what was the lesson? Because sometimes we don't want things to happen, but there's a huge lesson. Like, that one experience set me on the path. Like, there would be no Fearless Feminine without that trauma.
We wouldn't be who we are today had that not happened. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I wouldn't want that to happen. It happened. Yet I can take the huge trauma feeling off of it, and then use everything that maybe that made me a stronger person in some way, right? And I feel like it did, that in a lot of ways it made me a stronger person, more aware, more vigilant, whatever it is.
And I think that's part of Divine Feminine Revolution. Obviously, we saw the Me Too movement come forward. And I think, you know, there's women expressing themselves as thought leaders, but there's also, you know, women and any kind of, you know, marginalized person. You know, we need to hear from them, because we need to do reconciliation and restitution for those kind of things, and really just make sure people are safe and, you know, ending, like, violence against women, violence against men, you know, violence on our planet. You know, that's to me, that is
divine. And I love thinking the saying around, and I think it was Mother Teresa, and I think most of the listeners know who Mother Teresa was, that she was the nun that went to Calcutta in India and got faced with, like, all this horrific stuff. And for a moment she stood there thinking, how am I going to help? Right. And what she did was she decided one person at a time.
Mm.
Right. And she overcame that fear. And every time I visualize myself standing in her shoes, I'm like, you know, I quit. And so how do I overcome that fear and be able to, you know, really stand up, be where I need to be, show up, you know, overcome all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. And I think it's
that's just what I'm hearing you talking about. Yeah.
I think it's, you know, the brain and the ego is always trying to keep us safe. And so it's like, what if someone attacks us, you know? And so I think it's kind of like belonging, you know, we think of belonging as, like, something external, but really it's a kind of an inside job, like happiness and same thing with safety. Like, there's plenty of reasons not to be safe in the world, but, like, you can choose safety. And, you know, it's very vulnerable to tell your story, but, like, someone needs to hear it. And, you know, I'm sitting here as I'm sharing this and my ego is going, like, Megan, this wasn't what we were planning to talk about. You're just like a canon, but like, it's really just like spirit wants me to talk about this.
It's like, we want you to talk about this. And I had a thought that came to me as you were talking, and I'll see if I can re-find it. That was like, yeah. And, you know, when I was like, before I started getting more spiritual and waking up and coming into a less victim mentality, it's sort of like anything that was pro-feminine was feminist, only it was a very angry feminist that I grew up in. And I think we're moving away from that. And that's what I heard you say earlier. And I don't know if the listeners caught this, but what I hear is we're coming into balance with our masculine and feminine. This is not, you know, the patriarchy and then like women rule and put men down. This is, we want men and women in balance and finding our balance and becoming equals. And you know, I'm a huge Star Trek fan. So I think about Star Trek Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, and they talk about how on Earth, there's this balance that men and women are equal. They couldn't do that in the first one because of, you know, all the sexism in Hollywood. But I had to geek out for a minute on the Star Trek. But that's what I'm hearing you talking about. Divine Feminine Revolution. I know you work primarily with women, that it is about teaching women to use their voice and those type of things. But it's not anti-male at all. It is, and I know that from your relationship with your husband, that you guys have that divine balance and that equality in the relationship. You know, so I felt like that needed to be plugged. And of course, our guides are going to come in and be like, yeah, bring your trauma up. We have 1 minute till break. So let's take a break. And when we get back, what I would love for you to do is tell us your story.
Yes.
And tie it into what we've been talking about. Sure. So we're going on break. I'll see you soon.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we get back to our interview with Dr. Megan, as per usual, I really want to make sure you know how to contact us. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. If you would like to reach my guest, Dr. Megan Monday, she can be reached through writeonbrain.com. I want to remind everyone of my October special half-price intuitive guidance and mediumship readings for the month of October. Use the code October at KimberlyLBarrett.com/mediumship-readings. So I am back with Dr. Megan Monday. She is just fantabulous. We are talking about the Divine Feminine Revolution, how both of us came into that, and then how it can be so helpful to our planet right now. At the same time, I really would love to hear Dr. Megan tell us her story.
Okay, gosh, where to begin? There's so many different pieces to it. I feel like I've shared certain parts of it. I guess I'll start with kind of your typical therapist makeup is to be like a sensitive child and maybe like a parentified child. And so there was definitely some of that going on. I had some natural healing gifts. I was like very shy, empathic, maybe a little bit anxious. My mom had a psychologist change her life. And so literally like in my second grade journal, it says like, I want to be a psychologist. I noticed that all day long. That's like the beginning part, right?
But manifesting really, it early on.
Yeah, what it really was is that like I was a healer and an empath, and that those were my natural gifts. And so like fast forward to graduate school, I had all this like good girl perfectionist overachiever stuff. And then energy healing came into my life, and I really sought out the healing actually when my dad got cancer. And I felt so powerless. I really loved my dad. And I was in grad school at the time and I was apart from him. And so I actually started doing Reiki training to kind of empower myself to be able to heal myself and my loved ones. Luckily, he's like, at this point, probably 15 years cancer-free, which is amazing. But that really started me on my healing journey with energy work. And for me, since I was in grad school at the time, energy work and psychology just really fused. And I've actually had psychics and healers tell me that I'm meant to be this bridge. And a lot of the clients that I work with actually are very intuitive. Maybe they've had trauma as well, because guess what? Those things go together, right? It actually like rewires your brain, because it's a survival strategy to be intuitive when you're in an unstable environment, right? But for me, it really fused. And so here I was being a psychologist, but really like low key behind the scenes, I'm doing psychic readings, I'm pulling oracle cards, you know, like I'm really practicing being a healer, but people are coming to me because I'm a psychologist or a therapist, right? And so at a certain point, it reminded me of my social justice training, where they say like, and I think this might even be like a Nelson Mandela quote or something, but you know, like if there's a baby in the river and you rush in and rescue it, and you grab this baby and you've saved it, and then another baby floats by and you grab it and you have to save that baby, and then you're saving another baby. Like eventually you have to look down the river and see like who's throwing the babies in. So I got really interested in social justice and kind of like healing the world. I'm a 5-time Libra. I have a stellium in Libra. So for any of you astrology buffs out there, that's part of it. But I really like, I think my big awakening came when I really started to burn out as a psychologist. I had my own personal trauma, then working with trauma for so many years, it just kind of burned out my adrenals. And I realized that I had so much wisdom to share, having helped people for 15 years. And I really wanted to take that like out to the world, kind of like you're doing here. And so I started investing in coaching, and I came up with my signature program, Fearless Feminine. And then honestly, like spirit has not made it easy on me, because I've had to embody Fearless Feminine, and I have been scared to show up and to speak my truth. But I think my particular purpose is to really legitimize energy work has been the most transformative thing I've ever done. I love personal healing work. I've worked with amazing, you had Melanie on here. You know, I'm sure she talked about the Maori healers. They're amazing.
The Maori, both of you have had Maori healing and training.
Healing and changing your DNA and all this like incredible stuff. And so at a certain point I was like, okay, I'm ready to come out of the broom closet. I'm ready to go public, you know, talk about magic, talk about energy and talk about healing. And I got to say, it was scary because to a lot of people, they feel like magic is like evil or bad when it's so not. Like, we're all magical creators of our own universe. And so that kind of has been the edgiest thing. And I think when I developed Fearless Feminine, it's got a lot of therapy in there. But like more recently, I've really taken an even edgier turn. And part of that started with my podcast, Divine Feminine Revolution, like you're doing now. I've interviewed all these amazing power women who are telling their success story. You've been on there.
I've been on there talking about my success stories and all the stuff that I've done. It's a fabulous, you've had some amazing people on that podcast as well.
To just live an unconventional life, you know, because when people make the big moves, you know, this has been a consistent theme on my podcast is people talk about how people thought they were crazy. And my husband, who you mentioned, who's totally divine masculine and amazing in every way, he also has been like, what are you doing?
Are you crazy?
Loved ones want to keep us safe, right? Just kind of like our brain, you know, but like fear is the biggest thing that can hold you back, right? And so sometimes playing it safe is the most dangerous thing you can do. And so I always knew deep in my heart that I would be like a speaker and a writer and a teacher, a spiritual teacher. And, you know, I think we're all waking up to tie it all back together to the Divine Feminine Revolution. And sometimes we have to experience like pain and trauma and adversity just to like break us wide open and catalyze that healing revolution that needs to happen for us.
Yeah. And, you know, Melanie mentioned that last week that sometimes we need to have these really like seemingly negative things happen in order for us to wake up and see what needs to change and to really start to connect in with spirit and make those shifts. And then that's what she had mentioned as well. And I love that you had mentioned that. And I'm loving hearing your story and tying it into that energy medicine and how energy work came into your life. That's part of what we're waking up to is that there's, you know, I keep thinking of Grace Vanderwaal. She's like that little 12-year-old that won on one of the like big shows. And she like plays the ukulele and sings, and she wrote this song, "There's So Much More Than This." And we're all waking up to there's so much more than this. And then what struck me in what you were saying is you start to do your thing and you recognize I still have fear. And we've been talking about that here, that there's things you can do to overcome your fear. And that's what Fearless, you know, Feminine Academy helped me with. And then I really heard you say, and you might elaborate more in your own story if we have time, I really heard you say, sometimes we think playing it safe is going to help us, you know, be safe and feel better and have a better life. And yet breaking through and doing something that's outside our comfort zone, that's good for us, mm-hmm. is sometimes what really needs to happen. Can you elaborate more on kind of like, you know, playing it safe can also lead us to be like really depressed and not liking our life and, you know, becoming very stressed out. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, I think sometimes people like want to leave a job, but they're like, but I need the money and, you know, I can't just like walk away from it. And so think sometimes we can get complacent and we're not living like the highest version of ourselves, or sometimes we call it like the highest timeline. And so what that means is we just need to kind of self-actualize more. And so I love to drop that on clients. I like a little edgy, thought-provoking thing. And so I'll say playing it safe is the most dangerous thing to do. So it could be staying in a marriage. It could be staying in the job. It could be staying in your house because you're scared of COVID. I'm being called to talk about this. My family actually just recently got COVID. We all got it. And who do you think I called up first? Was Kimberly Barrett. It's going to be some healing energy. And I do feel really called to share, but people are really scared to get it. And so much we know as therapists and as coaches, mindset goes into it. And we can actually, if we're afraid of it, that's a powerful magnet, right? And so I think it's just really important to recognize that, fear is like praying for something you don't want, right? And so instead, when you're afraid, you just flip it. And this is basic manifestation 101 stuff. Instead, what do you want? Okay, I'm afraid that I will get COVID. What do you want instead? Well, I want to be, healthy and safe and happy, right? And I really do believe that my mindset was very protective of me through that time. And it was a big emotional release for me. And it was a powerful healing initiation.
We had David Arms on here as well. And I know he's another healer that we'll go to immediately and be like, help us.
Right? Yeah, he was my other
type of thing. Right, yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's cool about healing is we didn't have to be in the same room because we were literally locked down in quarantine, right?
I mean, we're all locked down and
that me though.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to skip the break this time and keep talking because I'm really enjoying you talking about energy and this divine feminine revolution, this new energy that we're in, how we're shifting. Right. And I love that both of us, just to tell our listeners, that both of us are highly intuitive. And what that means is that we are very in tuned to the inner guidance that we receive and really lead intuitive lives and follow that intuitive guidance. And sometimes when we get in fear, it's really can block us from that intuitive guidance and following that intuitive guidance. All humans have fear, but talk to me more about your story with overcoming fear. And then now you have this amazing podcast. You've graduated all these fearless feminines. I know that Melanie and I met because we both did the Fearless Feminine Academy together. And we're both out there really having our voice out there, doing things. She had already had a great life and had been doing a lot of stuff, but the Fearless Feminine really helped her break through as well. And how that might apply to some of our listeners out there who are facing fear and kind of tips on what they might be able to do. If you can think of stuff that can come up for that.
Absolutely. Well, one of the first things I work on with clients is what's the difference between fear and intuition? Because we all have fear, we all have intuition, and I think the biggest difference is that fear is a lot louder.
It's very loud.
It's usually the one yelling at you, right?
Yes.
So I think for me, intuition comes just kind of as a nudge. And then as I just turned 40, and so I have noticed the priestess burst at midlife. And I noticed that in my friends who had turned 40. They really... The intuition became undeniable. So for those listeners out there over 40, maybe you know what I'm talking about here.
Like me, I'm way over 40.
You have to live your truth, right? And I think midlife, we have to face that existential thing. And I think that's one of the traumatic things about COVID is we're constantly getting death trauma triggers because people are dying. And so it gives us a lot of existential angst, and so sometimes when we're super in fear, it can be hard to listen to the intuition. And so a lot of times, if you're just starting out with intuition, what I will say is to kind of validate yourself. So this is kind of a silly example, but I give it often around traffic. So say you usually take one way home, it's the interstate, but today it's hey, you should take that back road. And then maybe you do take the back road and you miss the big traffic jam on the interstate. So you listen to your intuition, it worked out better. Okay, cool, like lesson learned. If you don't listen to your intuition and you end up in a big traffic jam, you can still validate yourself and be like, oh, that was my intuition trying to like avoid this traffic jam and it didn't make sense to me in the moment, but that was my intuition like guiding me. So I think that's like a relatable example we all kind of feel. And so we were talking about not playing it safe, you know? And so at a certain point, I felt like being in private practice was kind of just like playing it safe. Like I could, you know, it wasn't like challenging me anymore. And so boy, did I pick a challenge, you know, and that's when Fearless Feminine really came through. And I got to say, my daughter has been a big inspiration because like, I want this world for her and for, you know, all the children that are coming through that they can feel safe and they can express themselves and they can be different and they can also like belong and be included. And so I think that that starts with people like you and me and your audience who not only are having the spiritual awakening, but we're talking about it, you know,
we're talking about it and we are finding each other. You know, if you are consciously awake and there's a lot of people around you that aren't, we talk about loving people where they are and then sort of like call in your tribe, find them. I know on Meetup, there's a lot of ways to find them. You can find them on, you know, different YouTubes and videos and podcasts. And it's just, it's everywhere once you open yourself up to it.
Yeah. And I feel like that positive media is the part of the Divine Feminine Revolution and media that's independent, that's made by makers and creators and
thought independent people. Media. There's a ton out there in finding the voices that are positive and they speak to you. Transformation Talk Radio, shout out to them because Transformation Talk Radio has so much that, you know, we'll talk about topics where like you've mentioned fear and COVID and trauma and things like that. Yet we're not just talking the negative and creating more fear. What we're doing is talking, how can we help ourselves? What can we do? You know, and a shout out to your daughter, because I know that your daughter tends to come on podcasts. And if you're doing a Facebook Live, she does a cameo. She's done some of the marketing even for you.
Yeah, I'm surprised she busted in here. I did may have bribed her with a toy. She did actually put my new microphone together on the way.
Yeah. And Alana is that way that she has children. And before she had her partner, she worked with a lot of pretty much single moms, right? And just mompreneurs. You don't even have to be single to be a mompreneur. And I think you really help a lot of mompreneurs as well, you know, in demonstration in your own life. And also in a lot of things that you teach, what are like little special things that you help as far as moms go? I know there's moms listening.
Yeah. So, I mean, really that's a core part of my story. You know, as I became pregnant, it was early on in my private practice business, and having a business is such a powerful spiritual practice, but being a mom boss or mompreneur, it's a whole nother level. And that's really when I started getting that compassion fatigue, caretaker burnout. One, I didn't sleep for 5 years. So there's that. It makes you like a crazy person. But then just like chronically giving. I mean, I think the role of mom, you can really lose yourself in a service-based business, kind of a similar thing. Like you're trying to keep a lot of people happy and cause transformations and all that sort of stuff. And so, I mean, I think the biggest piece that the coaching community brought to me was the idea of pleasure-based business. And what I had really created with my private practice, sure, I was making good money and I was working half the time. So it's kind of like I had more financial freedom and time freedom. But in a sense, I was still working a job. I didn't get paid when I didn't work. You know, I didn't get sick days, you know. And so just after 10 years, and we both worked at the Holistic Treatment Center, the Middle Path. And that was like amazing, incredible treatment center.
Yeah, that's another amazing, amazing, shining, sharing love and light. We'll probably have her on here to talk about the birth of the Middle Path.
Yes, and we were both a part of that. And that was a great example of the hybrid between healing and mental health, because it's a holistic treatment center. And I think that that is the future of mental health and also like the healing of our planet. So I think it's really important. But for moms, I think it's really about, you know, self-care and pleasure in particular. So we talked about trauma.
Fitting in the self-care, and you talked to me, I'm not quite sure listeners understand pleasure-based and what that means. You know, my mind goes down the drain with it. Yeah. So talk about pleasure in a way that's like healthy pleasure.
Yeah. So most people when they think of pleasure,
they think of sex immediately, right? And things like that. And I think a lot of people also hear pleasure and they think selfishness because we've been so trained to think selfish. So talk about the positivity of being a mom and starting to like pleasure base and self-care.
Yeah. Well, I think pleasure, you know, you could also use self-care, you could use self-soothing. The manifestation, like law of attraction, Abraham Hicks would say, you know, it's about like being in the vortex or like feeling good.
Well-being, right? Being the primary goal. Yep.
Yeah. And so, you know, for a lot of us with business, it doesn't feel good. It's stressful. We're worried about money. We're worried about clients, like whatever it is. And so instead it's like creating a business that supports you. Like, for example, my daughter coming on the show and it's no big deal. You know, like I told, cause it's your show. I was like, you can't interrupt this time. Tomorrow, I think we're going to film her very own podcast episode. She's been demanding her own episode on my podcast.
Oh, I would love to have an episode of your daughter. Yeah. And so what I'm hearing is you started to, and I think my listeners need to hear this, that you can take that little bit of time out of your day to do something nice for yourself. It's not selfish. It is enlightened self-care. It is caring for the caregiver. It is caring for, you know, I remember telling one of my clients, it was actually a male client that was caught up in that like overgiving, and his enlightenment was, oh, wow, I also matter. So it's like my kid matters, my wife matters, I also matter. And I'm also kind of, we have like 3 minutes left, so I'm going to like tie it up a little bit that, you know, everything that you're saying, bringing in, facing the fears, shifting the fears, you know, turning it into excitement, you know, pleasure, self-care, that these things actually help us be able to help others when we're in this, changing that mindset.
And I think pleasure or feeling good is really the antidote to trauma, because what is trauma? It's feeling bad about something that happened, right?
And so, or feeling good while it's happening, but it's like really bad. And that like wires cross thing, you talked about that before, like the wires get crossed and our idea of pleasure becomes like ugly versus positive pleasure. Yeah.
When it's like when good feels bad and bad feels good, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
I think for me, part of my people pleasing and overgiving was always just trying to achieve. Like, so I got to this point where I was like, okay, I've got the husband, I've got the daughter, I've got the lake house, I've got the successful business, and I'm a psychologist, I got a freaking PhD. But like, I mean, all of that I'm so grateful for and it's amazing. But like, I still wasn't like totally satisfied and fulfilled because I wasn't putting myself first. I wasn't even taking very good care of myself.
I wasn't even taking care of myself. And that's what I'm hearing. Because yeah. I am so grateful to have you on the show. I just want to wrap it up because you and I could talk for another hour and we only have like 2 minutes left. Yeah. So, I love you so much. You are so amazing. I feel so blessed that I have been able to share you with my listeners. I hope that my listeners are getting a lot out of this. Dr. Megan's amazing. There is so much that can be offered. We're also talking about that divine feminine revolution, that we really are coming into more balance. We're bringing that feminine back in. We've been so out of balance with the patriarchy, and now we're going into divine masculine and divine feminine together. And that you have this divine feminine revolution. I know you also have another round of Fearless Feminine Academy coming up. So it was like perfect timing that you could come on the show when you could, because that is starting soon. So reach out to Dr. Megan if you're interested. Also, you do a energy
membership
as well. And that is using energy in your life, something else to reach out to Dr. Megan. I need to close up. So this has been really awesome. My closing to you this evening is, remember, love is not a verb. It is a state of being. It's an energy we can tap into, a level of consciousness we can move into. We are in this total paradigm shift. I'm so excited. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for sharing love and light, vibration and consciousness on the planet. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Megan. And I will see and hear and talk to my listeners again soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb, it is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.